USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, the House Judiciary Committee breaks up after almost 14 hours on Capitol Hill and is in recess until 10 a.m. Eastern Friday morning when the impeachment article vote is scheduled to take place. Here's Louisiana Congressman Republican Mike Johnson.
This impeachment's going to fail. The Democrats will pay a heavy political price for it. But the Pandora's box they've opened it will do irreparable injury to our country in the years ahead.
House Minority Leader California Congressman Kevin McCarthy.
It's so unfortunate that here we are waiting to the end of the year with something that should have been done much sooner. But impeachment has overtaken everything in this body.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 221 points. The Nasdaq up 63 points, the S&P 500 gaining almost 27 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
At the Child Care and Family Leave Summit hosted by Ivanka Trump at the White House, President Trump speaking about the 12-week paid leave act for families.
We want every mother to have the chance to spend those precious few weeks with her newborn or adopted child. And I understand statistically, they show statistically it's so much better for the baby and growing up, even in later years. I can imagine that.
Popular Science out with its 2019 Best of What's New award winners.
Corinne Iozio, who is the executive editor of Popular Science, tells us the awards, now in its 32nd year, celebrate the items that make our lives simpler, smarter, and better, like the Impossible Burger.
What's essentially a grain or plant-based burger that acts exactly or very, very close to what you would expect from a normal beef-based burger.
The Impossible Burger 2.0 is only one on the list that was compiled by Popular Science. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In USA News for Your Health, a bizarre story about people using antibiotics meant for fish. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
The new study suggests that some Americans are buying antibiotics made for fish to use themselves because they're cheaper than human antibiotics. The researchers from the University of South Carolina looked into online reviews from 24 websites selling fish antibiotics. About 2.5% of the reviews seemed to indicate people were buying the products for their own use. Now, the researchers say the labels for the fish drugs might not seem to be much different from the ingredients panel for antibiotics for people, but fish meds are not regulated, so it's uncertain what they actually contain.
Former Secretary of Energy Rick Perry says Republican Senator Ted Cruz is correct in his belief that Ukraine meddled in the U.S. election. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Perry believes Senator Ted Cruz's claims that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election will soon be proven true.
Before this is said and done, there will be evidence that you can point to that clearly shows that the Ukrainians were engaged in trying to manipulate the election. I was going over there when Poroshenko was the president. I got the clear indication in just casual conversations there was some interest in our election, and it wasn't necessarily in President Trump's favor.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.